أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه فقال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره إني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم عظيم قال الملأ من قومه إنا لنراك في ضلال مبين صدق الله العظيم. We begin our discussion with ayah number 59 of Surah Al-A'raf. At the very beginning of Surah Al-A'raf, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. In between, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about different events, different issues. And then now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speak about Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. In these discussions, just for us to understand, after the discussion of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala will speak about another Nabi, Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu was salam, wa ila adin akhahum huda. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala will speak about Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu was salam, also a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, and then very briefly, Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu was salam, and then Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam. And then for a long while, Allah Ta'ala will discuss the different aspects of the life of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. One common thing about all these Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam was that they came to their people, they reminded them about Allah, they invited them towards Allah, but they did not accept. And the common thing was that the people were destroyed by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is said that an intelligent person learns from his own mistakes. A wise person is that person who learns from the mistakes of others. And that is why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discusses these communities in the light of the da'wat of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam here in Surah Al-A'raf, and then in Surah Hud, and then in Shu'ara. In Surah Hud, Allah Ta'ala goes into greater detail, in Shu'ara also. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is giving us this very, very important lesson that be wise, learn from the lessons of others, that they did not accept the Nabi of Allah, and hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had destroyed them. With regards to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, one or two aspects. According to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had come about 1,000 years after Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. In between the two, whether there were any Nabi or not, it's an academic discussion with regards to Sayyidina Idris alayhi salatu wassalam, that whether Idris alayhi salam had come before Sayyidina Nuh or whether he had come after Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. In the kitabs of hadith, we find that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wa sallam to be the awwalur rasul, the first rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why was he described as the first rasul? And we will see, whenever Allah ta'ala discusses any of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam in a series of discussions, whether it is here, Surah Hud, Surah Shu'ara, the first discussion will be about Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wa sallam. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam had come onto earth, but at that time on earth there was no kufr. In between Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam and Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, many, many pious people had come. Like in the Surah Nuh, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala describes some of these pious people who, what had happened was they had their piety and then they left this world. And when they left this world, the people began to make or draw pictures and then place their pictures in their homes, hang it on the walls, out of absolute reverence for these individuals. And then slowly those pictures had become some kind of statues, and then those statues had become idols, and this was over a period of time. Allah Ta'ala describes them, and Allah Ta'ala gives their names also in Surah Nuh. One is Wad, and one is Su'a, and the other is Yaghuth and Ya'uq and Nasr. These were those individuals. So between this time, between Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, idol worship, paganism had crept into the people. And now Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was the first Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was faced with this challenge, that now he had to eradicate this kufr, this shirk, and bring the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One last fact with regards to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. The Quran in Surah Al-Kabut, Allah ta'ala speaks about 950 years. However, ulama have expressed that 950 years was not his total life. The 950 years was the life of his da'wat. He was made a Nabi of Allah ta'ala at the age of 40, and then he 950 years, he went on inviting to towards Allah Ta'ala, and then after the floods had taken place, he lived on for another 60 years, that makes it 1050. Whether Nuh was his name or it was a title, that also the historians have had expressed that his name was either Shakir or his name was Sakan, and other names have also been given, and Nuh was given as a title to him by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So hence Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِ. Certainly we had sent Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam to his people. فَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ. His one simple message was, O my people, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is a very unique way of giving da'wat. And we will see that this was the unique way of giving da'wat of all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. That they did not say bring iman in Allah ta'ala. What they said was make the ibadat of Allah ta'ala. Because ibadat was already in vogue. They were worshipping. But they were worshipping everyone else and everything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So turn that direction of your heart and make the ibadat of Allah ta'ala. And then in the second part, مَالَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُ. That there is no ilah, there is no object of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala the object of your worship. We discussed that as far as ibadat is concerned, that it has the connotation of having the reverence, the greatness of Allah ta'ala in our hearts, the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we ourselves, we humble ourselves to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So the da'wat was one Allah, the da'wat was make the ibadat of one Allah, and again we are always reminded of the fact that do not make the mistake of the people of the past, that sometimes we think that this idolatry, idol worship is only confined to the people of Nuh alayhi salam, or it was confined to the pagans in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Lat, Manat and the Uzzas, that they had worshipped. And then we get the gods of different religions in the world even today. But the greatest thing is that the greatness of Allah Ta'ala needs to come into our hearts, and we need to eradicate the greatness of everything else from our hearts. The dunya also may not be a god, but sometimes we idolize it, and the result of it is that we begin to venerate it, we begin to fear it, and the loss is in our hearts, and of course we lose direction in life. Inni akhafu alaykum adhab yawmin azim. This is a Nabi of Allah speaking. A Nabi of Allah Ta'ala is not warning the people. He's not warning them about Akhirat. He's not warning them about the day of Qiyamah. He's speaking about the feeling of his heart that he had for his ummah. And he's saying, Inni akhafu alaykum adhab yawmin azim. Certainly I fear upon you the adhab of the great day. In other words, it is my fear, my fikr, my worry, my concern for you. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.